I battled a ton of turtle. That one looks almost exactly like a whale. No, it doesn't. It looks like a pile of rags with an ant stood on them. But for some reason, the ant only has five legs. It's more like a cutlass or a beautiful mermaid lady.
It's a big seagull. It's a skull.
The pirates were busy lying on their backs on the deck of the pirate boat, trying to decide what clouds looked like. Most days this enterprise would end up with the pirates having a brawl about whether a cloud would taste more like a marshmallow or a meringue if you could eat one. But today, before the pirates even had the chance to get their cutlasses out or pull angry faces at each other, there was a sudden crack, a shower of dust and splinters, and with a tremendous crash the boat's mast fell down on top of them. The mast completely flattened the pirate who liked to show off how much he knew about wine, whilst the pirate with a hook for a hand found himself engulfed in a billowing white sail, and he was soon chasing the other pirates about, pretending to be a ghost. There was such a commotion, none of the pirates even noticed the galley doors swing open and the pirate captain himself step out onto the deck. The pirate captain had taken to wearing a dashing maroon smoking jacket and a blousy white shirt that had most of the buttons undone to reveal the glossy hairs on his chest. His chest hairs were almost as well conditioned as the hairs in his luxuriant beard, which many of the crew felt to be one of the seven wonders of the oceanic world. If the pirate crew had been asked to list the seven wonders of the oceanic world in full, they would have confidently said, in ascending order, 1. The lighthouse at Pharos. 2. The Colossus of Rhodes. 3. Lulworth Cove. 4. Those jellyfish that light up. 5. Lobsters. 6. Girls in bikinis. 7. The pirate captain's fantastic beard. "What in blazes is going on, you oily wretches?" the pirate captain bellowed. The pirates all dusted themselves down, and the pirate with a hook for a hand sheepishly took off the sail and stopped doing ghost noises.
"Sorry, captain," said the pirate in green. "We were just discussing what the clouds looked like when the mast fell down again."
The pirate captain stepped over the bits of broken mast and tangled rigging and squinted up at the cloud that the pirates were looking at. He clicked his tongue thoughtfully. Note: clouds that look like things tend to be fair-weather cumulus clouds, which have a lifetime of just 5 to 40 minutes. "It looks," he said, after a little deliberation, "like my stentorian nose with a bottle of grog next to it." The pirates all nodded and slapped their foreheads, because that was exactly what the cloud most looked like, and they could all see it now the pirate captain had pointed it out.
"Listen, lads, looking at clouds is all well and good," said the captain sternly, "but some of us have important piratical work to do, so try and keep the noise down. Maybe tie a few knots or something quiet like that."
And with a waggle of his eyebrows and a wave of his cutlass, the pirate captain swept back through the big oak doors to his office. As the doors slammed shut, one of them fell off its hinges, which slightly diminished the imperious effect he had been going for. Back in his office, the pirate captain sat at his desk and tried to get on with some work. As usual, he spent a few minutes arranging his quills and paperweights. After that, he tapped a pencil against his teeth. Then he tried balancing an ink pot on his nose. Finally, he got up and walked around the room a little bit, hoping he might get some inspiration from the various portraits of himself that he had hung up about the place. He'd had some new ones done since their last adventure. There was a black-and-white painting that showed him with his shirt off, tenderly cradling a baby. There was one of him emerging from an old boot alongside a giant kitten. And next to that was an actual wanted poster, which had a grainy picture of the pirate captain on it and a bounty of 10,000 doubloons. Note: in 1718, the governor of Virginia offered a reward of £100 for the capture of the notorious Blackbeard. That's about
£10,769 in nowadays money, so it probably wouldn't have been worth the bother.